Carolyn Martin, and I'm talking art today with Kelly Lau, who is Executive Director of the German American Heritage Center in Davenport, and also with Colleen Tomlinson, Communication and Media Arts Teacher at the Creative Arts Academy of the Quad Cities. Welcome, Kelly and Colleen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're going to talk today about the collaboration that has resulted in the creation of the giant Advent calendar that's displayed in the windows of the German American Heritage Center. The German American Heritage Center is located at 712 West 2nd Street in Davenport. It's at the base of the Centennial Bridge. The Advent calendar is now in its third year. And Kelly, what was the inspiration behind turning your building and its beautiful ornate windows into a giant Advent calendar?
We actually drew our inspiration from a city hall that's located in Germany, and each year they take their 24 windows and start putting different images and kind of lighting them up for the season. So we just thought that was a very beautiful idea, and we happen to have over 24 windows, so we thought it might be possible to use our facade in that way.
You have numerous windows. You're using 12 of them for the Advent calendar. Correct?
Oh, yes. So our south facade faces the Centennial Bridge and towards the river, and we go across the top floor of our building, which is the fourth floor, to count down to the 12th, and then we go down to the second floor and finish off our calendar, counting down to Christmas Eve, which is actually a traditional German Advent calendar, goes to Christmas Eve or the 24th. And usually American Advent calendars will go to the 25th.
Mm-hmm. So this is really perfect for you, given the fact that you are showcasing all things German at your center. What's the history of the Advent calendars?
There is a gentleman in Germany who started creating these Advent calendars, mostly out of paper and cardboard. And you'd open a window and see a beautiful design behind each number. And later on, it kind of morphed into different ideas of putting chocolate or candy behind the little doors, or even now today you can get an Advent calendar where you open it up and find a little thing of wine or socks or anything you would can think of. And actually, we were talking about during World War II, there was paper shortage, and so they weren't able to make the Advent calendars. So there has been kind of a ebb and flow of the availability.
Mm-hmm. And then I had read, too, that you're correct, during World War II, because of this shortage of materials, they weren't able to make them. But then in the U.S., President Eisenhower really was responsible for causing a resurgence in the popularity of the Advent calendars.
Oh, yes. There's actually images of him and his family enjoying an Advent calendar and kind of sparking interest among everyone who was following the first family mm-hmm. in their Christmas traditions.
Yeah. What I love about this project is the collaboration with the Creative Arts Academy. And Colleen, you are an instructor of the students who have performed the artwork.
Yes, we had our seventh grade students do the project, collaborating with the German American Heritage Center. And each student was able to pick out their design. Each student did three designs. We had 10 students in this class. They used Adobe Illustrator to do their vector-based imagery. And it was really interesting because they had this opportunity to put themselves in the position of a graphic designer and really see what it's like to work in this field, creating their artwork for basically a customer, which was like our German American Heritage Center. And they had design parameters, the sizes, and things like that to think about.
I didn't know much about the Creative Arts Academy until we were talking. Tell us a little bit about that, because it's an amazing program that the Davenport Schools has to offer.
It's wonderful. Yeah, we're on our fourth year here. We start in sixth grade. And they're in the academy. We have Sudlow that we partner with, but you can also do open enrollment, but it's through Sudlow and Central High School as well.
What are the different areas of study within the academy?
So we have music, theater, visual arts, and communication and media arts.
All within that. So these yeah. students are within what portion of that?
They're in communication and media arts, uh-huh. these seventh graders.
It sounds like it's a really unique way to encourage our students who are artistic-based to continue their study and hopefully transition later on in life to employment within the arts.
Absolutely. And a phenomenal experience, just as me as being a teacher here, is the collaborations that we have with these community organizations, because education doesn't just exist, you know, in a vacuum in this one school. And these are wonderful opportunities for the kids to get out in the community, to have their art case showcased in the community, and really make believers out of them that, you know, they can do this stuff. And they just really need the opportunities.
I think that career-based program in arts is really interesting. And there are many ways really that for the students working on this project, it did help prepare them for an ultimate career in the arts.
Yeah, and they also got a chance to visit Edwards Creative, and they do graphics design, and they wrap cars with advertisements, and they have a really awesome, incredible showroom, and they met the graphic designer on staff there. So they really got to see how this industry works. Yeah. And, you know, I think the more opportunities they have to experience areas in the communication and media arts, the better prepared they're going to be to really decide what they want to do as they grow up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Edwards Creative Services is based in Milan, and they were the ones who produced these images that are on vinyl, correct?
Yes, they printed them.
So the vinyl then just adheres to the windows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically our windows each have four panels. So they will have a number panel and an image panel. And we kind of just peel off a backing and swipe it onto the window, and it stays up until we take it down.
That's so clever. And then you have these lights that backlight them so that at night you can drive by and see the advent calendar in the windows?
Oh, yes. So you actually can see the images very well in the daytime. So that's why I actually go in at 4 p.m. and install a new image and number each day, so you can't get a spoiler of all the different images that are going to be appearing throughout the month. And but at night, we do have a light that kind of shines from behind the image in our fourth floor and second floor spaces. So it really just kind of glows and creates a beautiful projection kind of the image out to the cars or people walking by or mm-hmm. whoever looks up and sees the beautiful designs in the windows.
Yeah. Describe how the collaboration between the two of you began. How did that come about?
So I had kind of mentioned about the inspiration from that town hall in Germany, and we knew we had the windows and we had the desire to create this advent calendar, but we had no idea how to execute it. We thought about painting the windows. We thought about hanging things outside of the windows and installing lights on the outside of the building that shone on paintings. And we just went through all sorts of different ideas trying to figure out how to execute this project. We thought about doing a call for artists, but then we didn't know what to do with them once we asked them. So we actually went and spoke with Kathy Edwards and told her our idea. And they just, you know, as a graphic designer, they took our kind of basic idea and figured out how to make it happen, how to make it realized. So once we were able to do that, the Creative Arts Academy had just started, and they were just down the street from us over at the Davenport Public Library, and we knew they had a graphic design class, and basically it kind of just between conversations worked out that we were going to use the seventh grade students. And at first we were kind of like, oh, can seventh graders do this? Is this going to be okay? And then they, you know, of course, blew us out of the water. Uh-huh. They are very skilled and creative and imaginative. So we were just so pleased and knew that this had to be a tradition.
That's
we had to do this
so
every year.
Beautiful. And you should never underestimate a seventh
grader.
Oh,
exactly. Exactly.
What specific parameters do you give to the students?
I come down and I visit the class, and I kind of tell them a little bit about the history of advent calendars and show them different examples of, you know, you can make an advent calendar out of a shoebox, or you can make one out of a tree, anything you could think of. So then I say, well, we want to, you know, make one out of our building. And we talk about the need for the images to be seen from afar. We talk about the countdown and how we need to pick out different fonts and something that's thick and visible and has a lot of contrast. So when it's lit from behind, it is something that's visually stimulating and also something that people can recognize and know what it is.
Colleen, what What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I mean, this big idea was making connections with other people too. And so they asked, we asked them, how can you connect with a large audience? How can you communicate also a variety of winter celebrations? So it doesn't just have to be directly related to Christmas. So some students did things like hot chocolate or, things like that.
Oh, yes. We have a giant cookie with a Santa hat that I really love. It's a chocolate chip cookie that's wearing a Santa hat. Also, there is a ugly Christmas sweater. So that one's really fun,
too.
That's
really great.
They really have to make sure that whatever they're choosing, it's going to be seen from a faraway distance, because people will look when they're on the bridge or they're down on the street. So that's kind of another thing they have to think about.
Mm-hmm. And that does change the design. So
Absolutely.
There are design aspects that are really created or carved out by that restriction, by the fact that there are large windows, but they have to be seen by from a distance.
And they're really long and narrow, too. So they have to think of what image can I put in that design. We had a student who created bells, and they were floating in the middle, and there was all this negative space on the top and the bottom. So, in order to kind of fill that composition and make it really interesting, he duplicated some of his imagery to fill the space appropriately.
Some of the pictures are really fun. Tell us about the turtle dove.
Yes.
That was one of my favorites.
We had a student who kind of played on the, why is a turtle dove called a turtle dove? And she kind of took it in a literal sense. And she created, this hybrid turtle, half dove imagery. Mm-hmm. So they really took creative license with these pieces. They picked them out. I wanted them to choose things that they were interested in.
Uh-huh. How is this funded?
We actually have received funding from the Consul General of the Federal Republic of Germany in Chicago. And they really like to promote things that speak to different communities about German traditions or culture. So this project was really right up their alley, and they look forward to sponsoring it and helping us cover our printing costs. That's the main expense in this whole project, is actually having the objects printed or the images printed. And Edwards Creative donates some of their time and resources to this project as well. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very fun. The students get to see their artwork on a building out in front of everyone in the public, and they can take family by, and basically between the cars passing on the Centennial Bridge, there's maybe about 15,000 viewers of this project each day.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. At least I know when my kids were involved in the arts, they would just bring something home, and it really wasn't anything that was viewed by the public. If they entered a contest or something, it was very limited viewing. But 15,000 people a day coming over the bridge, all those people get to look up and see these windows. So,
and last year, actually, our press releases and all of our media related to this project got picked up at Des Moines Register and actually appeared in German Life magazine.
Fantastic.
So it really, really spread. It's pretty exciting.
Fantastic. That's really great. How long will it be up?
So we're actually keeping it up through January 7th, which is our community open house. So we invite the whole community into the building and to enjoy our exhibits, and one of which was also created by 7th graders in the Creative Arts Academy, and that's called Toys Through Time. And the whole entire 7th grade class, which is about 50 students, put together a real exhibit. They actually researched, designed, and installed this exhibit. So that'll be up. That's the last day for our Toys for Time exhibit. It'll be the last day for the giant advent calendar, but we'll have a play, we'll have some cookies and punch and all sorts of goodies for everyone to stop down to the German Heritage Center and enjoy.
So if you've not seen it yet, stop by at any time during the day, or you can see the illuminated advent calendar at night. Every day through Christmas Eve, the images are revealed at about 4:00 in the afternoon. Congratulations to the 7th grade students at the Creative Arts Academy in Davenport for working on the project. Kelly Lau from the German American Heritage Center and Colleen Tomlinson from the Creative Arts Academy in Davenport, thanks for coming by today.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
This has been Carolyn Martin, Talking Art in the Quad Cities for WVIK. Our theme music is provided by a Quad City legend, the late Ellis Kell.